Hi everyone, you are listening to the Space Podcast. Today we are going to talk and tell you about the amazing other space, which refers to the relative empty regions of the universe, which begins 100 kilometers away from Earth, where the atmosphere disappears that envelops our planet. And, as many of us know, it contains planets, stars, galaxies, dust clouds, lights, and even time. It is also filled with radiation, magnetic fields, and high-energy particles. It is incredible, but at the same time, a bit creepy.
Yes, first of all, I also want to welcome you to possibly your favorite podcast. Well, as Emiko mentioned, I'm very scared and interested in outer space. Maybe there are more things, maybe there is life. I am very excited today. And Julian Franco, what do you think about all this?
Well, let me tell you that I'm very excited about this beginning. But while concerning the topic, the immense outer space, we don't know its beginning or end. But let's focus on one thing, Mars. And I mention it because it has been investigated by thousands of scientists over the years to be the planet we will inhabit. But do you think Mars is a suitable place to live?
Oh, well, from my perspective or philosophy, I don't think it's the right place. And yes, I know a single no is not a complete answer. Mars is the fourth planet in the solar system, and of course, being farther away from the sun, it is much colder than the Earth. To quote one of the most shocking comments on this case, the newspaper Curiosity mentions that the mere attempt to breathe will cause immediate human death. On the other hand, surviving the radiation will be like looking for death itself. How can we hide from it?
As Daniela tells us, to life on Mars, it will be necessary to be constantly in the dome. And in the event that people did not copy these rules, with serious accidents and possible death would be occurred. And while the stays of the astronauts in outer space generate loss of vision, the calcification of bones, muscle wasting, and the increased probabilities of contract cancer from the radiation, the body of people we have training will be significantly affected.
On the other hand, there are researchers who affirm the possibility of some kind of life there on Mars, which leaves us very shocked and leaves many of us worried about putting those lives at risk. By this, I mean that in all these years on planet Earth, we have contaminated, destroyed, and damaged the entire Earth. However, we have not yet learned from our mistakes. So what will happen if we colonized Mars? We will most likely end up killing the life on that planet. Something that is truly terrible. And well, dear listeners, once we have discussed all this information, we're going to give a conclusion to this first episode of the Space Podcast. We can say that there are several reasons why we should avoid colonizing Mars. Lack of money, the possibility of animal life, a lot of risk for our survival on Mars, and many more. So we should avoid taking the risk of colonizing Mars, at least for now, since we still have many things to prepare and prevent.
As my colleague said, I thought the idea of colonizing Mars so incredible. It is necessary to be realistic and understand that there are many consequences and dangers in outer space. In which solution should be first to, so that allow us prosperous life.
It is true that Mars is the planet in which many experts have great expectations. However, in order to colonize the planet, we also have to change our habits. And I mention this because I think it is selfish to live aside the planet Earth and the pollution caused by each one of us. At least, that is my point of view. But based on Mars, it is not the right place for humans either. If you expect humanity to remain, may change from now on. Well, that is it for today's episode. If you want to hear more of our content, you can follow us. See you in space. Bye-bye.